We have with us right now Ellis Paul. He is a singer-songwriter, and we actually, he probably doesn't remember this, but we actually interviewed him a couple times when he first started out. In fact, we had him in studio in Brockton once on the show. And he has now got his 19th release out, which is just amazing to me. It's called Chasing Beauty, and it's a fan-funded album that came out. We'll talk to him about that. The other thing I want to talk to him about is a really cute children's book that he had. It's called The Night of the Lights Went Out on Christmas, and it's a fantastic children's book. I really like it. It also comes with a CD with City of Silver Dreams, his Christmas CD, which actually is what this is based on. And it's a cool album and a cool book, and you look like you're rolling, Ellis. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
And so tell us a little bit about, first of all, this is the second CD you had that was fan-funded?
Yeah, this is the second one. We raised $125,000, which is amazing to me, and it's done well. It's been doing great.
Yeah, I always find that interesting that this is something that, of course, you know, when you first started, you were on Rounder Records when you began, right?
Yeah, for 7 albums worth.
Because that's when I spoke to you. You were on Rounder. I was interviewing you and Christina Olsen and Cheryl Wheeler and a number of people who were on that Rounder and Philo label.
Yeah, it was a great label. It's still around, but it's got different ownership now.
So, and the owner that was a great guy. He was such a good guy. Let's talk a little bit about your career because, again, this is your 19th CD. You've been touring forever. I noticed that in 2014, folks, listen to this, he had 172 shows in 34 states. You must be a tired man.
Well, it does take a lot out of you, but I love what I do. I'm really lucky to be able to do it, and people keep coming out for it. So I want to do it for another 25, 30 years.
You branched off into all kinds of things like the book, but I find it interesting, too, that your songs have been used in movies like Me, Myself, and Irene, Hale Hass, Shallow Hall, and there's one coming out, 10 Days in a Madhouse, the story of a 23-year-old pioneering reporter, Nellie Bly, who faked her insanity to study a mental institution from within. And that's going to be released, I guess it was just released, right?
Yeah, it just came out a couple weeks ago.
And your song, Nellie Bly, is on that in that movie.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Yeah. Do you enjoy seeing hearing your movie, your music in the movies?
I do. You know, it's nice to know that my songs can be, have a life of their own outside of my touring. And usually I'm the one bringing them around and performing them for people and selling them at shows. So it's nice to have them get out of the car and kick me forward on their own.
Now, we talked a little bit about Philo and Rounder and the record companies. Things have changed so much now with downloads and the internet. You don't really have to have a label anymore, do you?
You don't. It makes for a lot of work. It used to be that all I did was just write the songs and then tour with them. And now I have to be a promotions person and a record label, and it means a lot more work. But everything is in my hands, and all the profit goes back to me and my family. So it's a lot better that way.
Yeah, I was thinking, though, I don't know if you have the money to do that, but I assume you hire people to do the PR, to do this, to do that, so that you're more free to kind of do the creative end of it.
Yeah, that helps, but then you end up being the coordinator and the person that does all the runarounds, it doesn't really decrease the workload to have all those other people, because you're always kind of managing what they're doing and anything that comes in from them. So still a lot of work.
It's interesting because I know I've had books published by publishers, and I've also published my own. And I used to quibble with what the publishers did, but when it was my own, I was able to say, okay, this is the final word. That was my idea. And although it's 20 times the work, I thought it was actually more satisfying in the end.
I think so, too. You feel like, it's all done by your hand rather than somebody else's connections, and so there's more satisfaction there.
We're talking with singer-songwriter Ellis Paul, who last year was inducted into the Maine Music Hall of Fame. That's kind of cool, huh?
Yeah, it was great. Don McLean was there, and Dave Mallett, a couple of older songwriters who are living up in Maine, and I was really honored to be part of the crew.
Wow. I actually I love Don McLean. His music is fantastic.
Yeah.
Does he still go out and tour and stuff like that?
He does, yeah. He's 70, and he's still singing great. He's still doing American Pie in Concert and Vincent, and he's a talented guy.
Oh, yeah.
One of the best songs ever written.
Absolutely. I agree with you on that. Now, you did 172 shows last year. Are you going to do the same amount this year? Does it at all get tiring?
It does get tiring. The traveling is a lot less exciting, which helped energize it in the past. But now that I've been doing it for 25 years, it's nothing new to it. But I still have friends that I'm seeing in every town, and that makes it worthwhile.
Are you married or happy?
I'm happy. I'm happy. Separated, but I have two kids, and so I come back to Virginia, is where I live now, and I come back and I spend a few days with them, and then I hit the road for a few days.
How old are your kids, Ellis?
They're 8 and 11.
Either one of them showing any musical promise?
Yeah, both of them. My youngest is playing violin, and my oldest daughter is playing piano, and already playing with as much skill as me, so it's pretty great to see.
That's kind of, I always think that is something that's in the genes, and you see that in some of the families and people I interview, that their kids sometimes even surpass them in the talent department.
Yeah, well, I would hope for that. Both of them are really creative people, so, but who knows, they might rebel and become accountants. And, you know.
Any chance either of them will come with you on a tour, maybe play a couple songs with you?
Not until they're probably 13, 14, when they can kind of take care of themselves, because I just have to keep my eye on them constantly, so I can't really do my job and have them along for the ride yet.
Yeah. So now, when did you start with the children's books? I know you did The Hero in You, which was chosen by Scholastic magazine as one of their teacher recommendations. But what got you into writing children's books?
Well, it was my kids. Really, I wanted to write music for them and have them watch how the songs are written and recorded, and have them get involved in singing on the albums, so that was the reason why I dove in.
Yeah, I'm a big Christmas fan. I love Christmas. I love Christmas music, and I play it all year round. But again, I'm one of these people who talks about the fact that the real meaning of Christmas has been lost. And the book that you've written, The Night the Lights Went Out on Christmas, is fantastic. I love the book. And I got to tell you, the folks out there, it's about a neighborhood that's so caught up in the competition of the best lights that they really forget about Christmas. And the net result is that the entire world loses power because of their light fight. So it's really cool. And I love the book. I love the concept. What I know, you said it was inspired by one of your songs. Tell me a little bit about how that came about.
I lived in Medford, Massachusetts for a while on a street that just went crazy at Christmas with decorations. And so that was what, and a couple of years later, we had this big blackout that happened in the Northeast, where, New York and Canada were engulfed in darkness. It wasn't related to Christmas lights, but it made me realize that the whole grid could be knocked out. And so I put those two stories together, and just to remind people, I love decoration as much as anyone, but I think in the quest to see who can have the most lights and the most decorations, you lose connection with the true meaning of Christmas, as you said.
It's a great book. I tell people, go out there and get it. And in fact, you can go to the website is, I think it's ellispaulkids.com.
Yeah, you can go there, or you can go to ellispaul.com and find it in the store right there. You can even order it on Amazon or Walmart. There's plenty of places that it's out there.
So yeah, we talked a little bit about your songs being used in films, and how key was it to sign that deal with BMG Chrysalis?
Well, it's been great. It's only a year, or I'm only a year into it, but I have access to a lot more movie people and a lot more musicians who need songs. So on a weekly basis, they're sending me places to send music, and so it's been really great. It's nice to feel like a professional songwriter, not just a touring folk musician, but someone that's writing songs for any occasion. I'm enjoying that.
Tell me about this the generating of the $125,000 for these albums. I'm amazed by it. Now, when people do they pledge money for a CD? How does it go?
Yeah, that's at the lower end, and then up on the upper end, I do house concerts for people who contribute more, and I do artwork and handwritten lyrics, and we create special events and give them, you know, honorary passes to shows and things like that. It depends on how much they give, as far as what they get. But it's been really great to see people come out of the woodwork and support me like that, and I'm probably going to be doing one in the next year or so as well, to start up the next fundraiser for the next album.
I know one of the thrills that I've got as a guy in radio for 30-something years is that when some folks come on the show, the next album they put out, they'll thank me on the album because they thank a lot of the media people who've given them some publicity. Do you also give people thanks who donate? Is it kind of like that?
Yeah. People who donate at a certain level will find an executive producer thank you on the record. And so their name is in the physical album.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. I think, you know, I would love to see my record on James Taylor's or Bob Dylan's album or somebody who I love. You know, that would be really, really amazing thing. So, and like I said, it's been pretty amazing to watch people come and support me like they have. I mean, I always know they're there at the shows, but contributing to an idea, which is really what an album is in the beginning, that's pretty amazing.
It's a lot of trust that they put in you as an artist.
Yeah, it's gratifying.
Mm. Ellis Paul, you can get his new CD, which is called Chasing Beauty. You can also get the book. It's great. It's called The Night the Lights Went Out on Christmas, with pictures by Scott Brundage, by the way. He did a nice job for the book for you.
Yeah, I've actually never met him. Spoke to him on the phone and on the internet, but he's really a brilliant artist. Did a great job.
Yeah, really is perfect compliment to the verbiage in the book. EllisPaul.com is where you can find all the information you need. And it's been a pleasure talking to you. I haven't spoken to you since the Rounder days.
Well, it's great to talk to you again, Mark. Thank you so much.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.